For Living on Earth Now, I'm Jessica Elise Kern. Tater tots, pizza, pears and syrup, across the country, these are often the norm for school lunch. But growing childhood obesity rates and an increasing emphasis on fresh and local foods are revving up school lunch reform. A leading reformer is Andrea Northup, taking on D.C. school food. She started the D.C. Farm to School Network and won this year's Young Food Leader Award from the Natural Resources Defense Council. When Andrea arrived on the scene 4 years ago, D.C. lunches were very different.
The meals were actually contracted out to a food service company that prepared the meals off-site and packaged them up like traditional airplane food in the compartmentalized tray with plastic all over it. And they were a lot of browns, so a lot of things like chicken nuggets, potatoes, rice, you know, not very fresh or colorful, which is what we're aiming for. And when you're talking about foods from farms nearby, there are a lot of colorful foods. And a colorful variety of foods is good for kids because it assures that they get a variety of the nutrients they need.
So is there an educational component to your program? Do kids know about the link between eating their orange and their vitamin C?
We do a lot of education, but it's not so much about nutrients as it is about food. So where food comes from, how food grows, why it's important to choose foods that are grown on farms nearby as opposed to grown maybe on a farm in another country and shipped over here, maybe processed before it gets to their trays.
I know that sometimes the challenges with farm-to-school programs is dealing with contracts with food services and large companies, and sometimes even getting, you know, one piece of fruit that's different from the canned fruit is really difficult. Did you find that?
There are an insane amount of regulations and rules around the National School Lunch Program, and schools very much have their hands tied in terms of what they can and can't serve and how much money they can spend on a meal. And so what it comes down to is that schools have about a dollar on average to spend per meal. They have to meet certain standards in terms of what's included in that meal. And so there's not a lot of flexibility. And it takes an enormous amount of ingenuity and connection and relationship building all the way from growing that plant to the time it gets to the cafeteria tray, that at the end of the day, you're still within that budget and you're still meeting all of those standards, but the product may be a local apple instead of an apple from Washington State.
Have the food service companies been okay with switching that out?
It depends on a lot of things. You're right. It depends on the contract. Fortunately, the contract in D.C. has been designed so that we've been able to overcome that issue. And we've done a lot of great work with D.C.'s food service vendors. And a lot of the changes that have been made are very much to their credit.
I know that some people have put forward the argument that even if you give kids, you know, an extra piece of fruit or something like that, that they're not going to eat it. So have you seen any problems with kids leaving behind food on their trays and only eating the tater tots or whatnot?
Yes. And, you know, we have such a long way to go. School food is not an if you build it, they will come type of system, at least not in the short run. We're up against a multi-billion dollar advertising force. Kids have grown up and their palates are designed to enjoy tater tots and pizza and all those types of things. And so when you swap out those foods for more whole, unprocessed, less sodium-filled foods, it is a shock to the system. And there will inevitably be a lot of food waste and a lot of kids saying, what? I did not ask for this. Like, take back these sweet potatoes and give me my French fries. And so that's why changes to the school meals have to be paired with opportunities to get kids out to farms, to work in school gardens, to taste these types of foods over and over again, so that when a local food shows up on a tray, it's not that foreign. It's more like, Oh, yeah, kale. We grew that in the garden, and we cooked that with Chef Tom. And, you know, I know what that is, and I got a sticker last time I tried it. So mm-hmm. I'm going to try it in my school meal.
Besides your work with the D.C. Farm to School Network, I know that you had a big hand in the D.C. Healthy Schools Act. Can you tell me a bit about that?
We actually helped to pass a local law in 2010, which sets high nutrition standards for school meals, sets some really great targets for physical activity and health education, and most excitingly, provides schools with a financial incentive to serve fresh, locally grown foods in school meals. And so this was a huge policy win. So now each school that serves local food on their cafeteria trays gets an extra 5 cents per meal when there's a fresh fruit or vegetable in that meal. Mm-hmm. And this has been a serious incentive. We've seen almost every school in D.C. claiming the reimbursement. It's really changed the mindset of a lot of schools, such that farm to school is now just a part of their everyday operations.
So, Andrea, what's next for the D.C. Farm to School Network?
We would love to get more parents involved in the school food reform movement here in D.C. On a meaningful level. The other thing that we'd like to work on is more towards smaller-scale, sustainable farms, as opposed to just local farms. So it's not feasible for a four-acre farm to provide for D.C. public schools right now, just because, you know, for one meal, they're going to need 7,000 pounds of product, and that's just not doable on a four-acre plot. So we're going to need more folks pooling together products from small farms we want to support so that it makes sense for institutions like schools to support them.
Andrea, thanks so much for talking with me.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Andrea Northup is the founder of the D.C. Farm to School Network and this year's winner of the Natural Resources Defense Council's Growing Green Award in the Young Food Leader category. I'm Jessica Elise Kern for Living on Earth Now.